In the court of Chidambaram, Shiva, though motionless by nature, dances in rapture before his Shakti, who stands still. Know that in Arunachala, he stands in his solemnity, and she withdraws there into his unmoving self. Ah, Ru, and Na signify Sat, Chit, and Ananda, being, consciousness, and bliss. Or again, the Supreme Self, the individual self, and their union as the One Absolute, expressed in the Mahavakya, that thou art. Achala signifies perfection. So worship our Arunachala of shining golden luster, for mere remembrance of him ensures deliverance. Those who take refuge at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord of Mercy, presiding over Arunachala, their minds freed of attachment to riches, lands, and relatives, and to caste and the like, and ever made pure by seeking thy benign grace. These rid themselves of the misery of darkness, and in the steady light of thy ever-protecting grace, which shines like the golden rays of the rising sun, they abide happy, sunk in the ocean of bliss. Anamalai, think not to let me pine away wistfully as one unmindful of thee, for thou art ever in my mind. Nor is it right that I should be reduced to dust, mistaking the vile body for the self. Turn thy gracious and refreshing glance upon me, eye of my eyes. Do not fail me, Lord, who art consciousness itself, neither male nor female. Abide thou in my heart. Lord, who art consciousness itself, reigning over the sublime Shranagiri, forgive all the grievous wrongs of this poor self, and by thy gracious glance, benign as a rain cloud, save me from being lost once more in the dreary ways. Or else I cannot ford the grim stream of universal manifestation. Thou art the universal mother. What can match a mother's care for her child? Killer of Kama, thou art always called by thy votaries. Lord Arunachala, a doubt arises if the title fits thee. If it is fitting, how then can Kama, the mighty, the invisible, continue, brave and valiant though he be, to creep into a mind sheltering under thy feet, who art his killer? O Arunachala, as soon as thou didst claim me, my body and soul were thine. What else can I desire? Thou art both merit and demerit, O my life. I cannot think of these apart from thee. Do as thou wilt then, my beloved, but grant me only ever-increasing love for thy feet. To rescue me, born of virtuous Sundara and Sundari, in the holy place, dear Julie, Sita Bhuminatheshwar, from the pain of miserable mundane life, he raised me to his state, that his heart might so rejoice, the immanence of Shiva so shine forth, and the self flourish. Such is Arunachala, famous throughout the universe. Bearing and tending me in the world in the shape of my father and mother, thou didst abide in my mind, and before I fell into the deep sea called Jagan Maya, universal illusion, and was drowned, thou didst draw me to thee, Arunachala, consciousness itself. Such is the wonder of thy grace.